Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, August 20th. Mixed at the board of trade with corn steady to a little bit higher, wheat lower, and soybeans higher overnight. Let's take a look at beans first. We've got November up 11 and 3 quarter cents at 904 and a half. This is on some follow-through strength from Friday's announcement of a resumption of talks between the U.S. and China to get these trade issues resolved. So there will be mid-level talks happening this week, and that is to set up further talks at a higher level, finally between Trump and President Xi, sometime in November, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Friday's commitment of traders report showed the funds are still short about 60,000 contracts of beans. We will have to see if these higher prices bring in some additional short covering there. Taking a look at corn, not a real active night, finishing up a quarter cent at 379 and about a 3 cent range there. Funds, surprisingly, on Friday's report, only short about 25,000 contracts of corn. So they have been getting a lot of work done to reduce that short position, and I haven't seen a whole lot of movement out of that. Just indicates what kind of resistance lies above the market here between 380 and 390. And taking a look at wheat, we've got December finishing down 8 1/4 cents, 571 1/2. Kansas City D's down 7 3/4 at 584 1/4. And Minneapolis finishing down 9 cents at 616 1/4. All three of those markets about 10 cents off the overnight highs. We had strength on Friday on rumors of limits of Russian wheat exports. Those rumors are being denied at this point. So that, in addition to some decent rains across parts of Kansas and Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri, leading to reduced prices overnight. Also, you've got the funds kind of record short between both Chicago and Kansas City, over 60,000, or rather record long, over 60,000 contracts long in each contract, though that weighing on the markets as well. Also, we've got crop ratings expected out later today, maybe slightly lower across the board, and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour starts today. We can expect results kind of real time, and they'll be reported every afternoon. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 9 points at 96.08, crude oil down 13 cents a barrel at 65.78, got the stock market up about 50 points in pre-opening trade. Also, some developments in NAFTA, U.S. dropping a condition on agricultural exports from Mexico due to some seasonality things. They have dropped that condition, so those negotiations look to be moving ahead pretty well also. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.